T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
We're in the midst of 55 minutes commercial free right now. And remember yesterday we talked about the situation where, wasn't it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday because yesterday was Monday. Where we talked about the woman who found out after she got engaged to the guy.
Oh, yes.
That he had two kids with two baby mama and he's not involved and he's sending checks and he just didn't think it was worth telling.
I do. I really, because she's our friend. Yeah, and yeah, so, yeah.
So with Kayla wants to retell the whole thing just so she can bring out the hate. So she can let it go.
Still.
Okay. But, you know, we're moving forward. So there is a follow-up question. There were a couple of people that went, oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you about this. The subject line is, do you still have to donate the kidney? We'll get to that in a minute. This one is loosely related, and I don't even know if there's an answer. I just wanted to tell you the story. It's the only reason I'm doing this right now, because it doesn't necessarily fit, but it kind of fits.
Okay.
I haven't seen a bit bring out other people going, oh, yeah? Well, I'm waiting to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Like that did yesterday.
Yeah.
I had a short-term relationship with a guy. Let's call him Jack.
Okay.
Jack. Very hot and heavy, but very messy. We never got to introducing ourselves to our extended social circles. I knew Jack had a sister, but I did not know that his sister was, let's call her, Sarah, who recently got hired at my company.
Oh, God.
Awkward.
She seemed nice and desperately wanted out of her lease. I knew somebody at my apartment complex was leaving at the end of the month, so I told Sarah about it and talked to the owner for her. Sarah got the apartment. I found out that Jack was her brother when he showed up to help move her in. I was so surprised and thought possibly that he was cheating on me, ish. Mm-hmm. You know, because they're
in
the
same complex too.
Right? Right?
Oh, that's funny.
I found out about Jack being her brother when he showed up to move Sarah in. I was so surprised that I drove around the street and started social media stalking. And it was all right there on Facebook. I don't necessarily do Facebook. And now I have my ex's sister living across from me and working with me. And then it was, how do I handle this? I can't ignore it, but I want to so badly. This only happens in bad rom-coms, but this is my real life. How often is are the brother and sister going to be together?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
And it's tight families. Well, we have dinner 3 nights a week.
Yeah, and it's weird.
Yeah,
but whatever.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and why does it matter? You guys were hot and heavy, and then it was over with. It's not like
it's still weird though.
Oh, no, it's awkward. Like, I had a roommate in college that wanted to start hooking up with my ex that I had been together with for, like, a year.
Yuck.
And I was like, just give me, like, a week. Just, like, don't bring him over for, like, a week, and then I'll be over it. Like, 30 minutes later,
girls
he was
do
at the
that?
House. I'm like, dude, come on.
I thought that was something that only guys did.
No, apparently girls do it, too. I mean, we're friends again, but, like, yeah, she quickly moved out after
hey,
that.
Hey, so if you're not dating her anymore, you know what I mean?
Mind if I take a shot at it?
Mind if I take a run at it? Yeah. That's a guy, and guys will do that. I didn't imagine that girls did that. You know, so if you're done with him,
do you mind?
Yeah,
you gave good reviews.
through the wall.
Real funny, the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
We should probably remind you that there's a Maroon 5 song of the day in play today. That
is.
When you hear that song in its entirety, call 702-364-9898.
8:37 is the target time. 8:37. 837. 0837.
11:37 military time. Is that confusing?
No, that's 0837.
0837, yeah.
What are you doing?
I was just trying to help.
No, that's 11:37 Eastern time.
That's what I meant.
Military time. No, 8:37. Why not? No, what just happened? What just happened?
6:37 Hawaii time, right?
More team spins. I don't even think that's right, is it?
Yeah.
I think that is right.
I think.
Well, are they 2 hours behind?
How about we just do this? How about we just stick with the 8:37? Just leave it at that. Well, I mean, I'm just spitballing
trying
here.
To
whatever.
Mix it up. I agree with you. I just was trying to.
Sometimes doesn't need to be mixed.
Okay, I'll stop mixing.
Oh my god!
Mixer off. Ka-chung. Okay, so yesterday, with the story of the nice lady who remained nameless for part of the bit, as you may or may not recall.
Okay.
Remember, we started blurting out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. I'm sorry.
Kayla.
It's my bad.
That's okay. So she had the deal, though, where her, this guy, yay, we got engaged. We've been together for 4 years. We all like the guy. Kayla, not so much anymore. But then he divulges to her that he has 2 children from 2 other baby mama, and he's not in their lives, so he sends checks. And felt the need to tell her after she had already agreed to marry him.
And they've been in a relationship for 4 years. Yes. Sorry, that's all I have to say about it.
Fair enough. And so she wanted to know, should she still marry him? And pretty much everybody was no.
No.
There was one of us on the island.
And his name.
He named him Shemp E. Cannon. And I just said, don't be in such a rush.
Just, 4 years.
Yeah, maybe we get to know each other, I guess.
Okay, now how about this? So, dude dates this girl for 5 years. For the purposes of the story, we'll call her Mia. They got engaged last March. They were set to get married next year. Engaged in March, getting married in 2020. A couple of weeks ago, he learned that, quote, their entire relationship is a lie. Somebody showed me a dash cam recording of her saying that she still loves her ex and she was only with me because I am the better choice.
Mm. Oh.
He confronts her. She admits it's true. He calls off the wedding, breaks up with her. That should be enough. He spent 5 years with her. He thought they were meant to be. There is an issue that has him on the fence. He's supposed to donate his kidney to Mia's brother, Tom. And now he doesn't know if he should do it.
Oh, wow.
And honestly, if you just uttered a curse word in your head,
yeah.
welcome to the community. Dude's got kidney failure, needs a transplant ASAP. He's not very close to Tom, but he was going to do it because he was going to marry this girl and wanted to help her brother.
Right.
And he'd been in the picture for 5 years and thought they were all going to become one big happy family. But now I know that she was just playing me the whole time. And so because of that, I'm having second thoughts. Organ donation is a big deal. I'm literally risking my life to give part of myself to someone. And at this point, I don't want to do it for the brother of the girl who lied to me, used me, and has more or less made a fool out of me for 5 years. On the other hand, Tom, who has a pretty good shot at finding a donor, but might not.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Oh. I know what I do.
I know what you do.
I know what
do
you do.
Do you know what I do?
I'm totally pretty sure I know what you do.
Okay.
You're not donating your kidney.
I am donating my
kidney.
Are
you?
Yes. No way. That is something I had already committed to. And why does the family have to suffer because their freaking, his sister is a jerk? Like, I'm going to die. I have kidney failure. You've already committed to it. I've already committed to that. So, yeah, I'm going
to
do it.
But I committed to it because you were my loved one's brother. Mm-hmm. And now I hate you. you be?
Why do you hate the brother, though?
I didn't even know the brother.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I was only doing it because it's Mike, because he's your sister I was going to marry.
Then her boyfriend's an idiot. Her ex is an idiot. If you're only doing something because of this person, you're an idiot.
Well,
Grow up and think for yourself.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
But I get that. But things are tied in with relationships. So let's say you and I are together, and I was going to give your brother 10 grand so he could buy a house. And then suddenly we break up. He ain't getting his house.
He ain't getting no 10 grand.
But my brother isn't going to die if you don't give him that money for the house.
He might not die anyway.
That's different. Okay, we got to do this.
Let's get everybody all set up. Then we can yell at each other later. 702-364-9898.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Sometimes you got to load things in the system and you fat finger it. And it's like, why did that just, I don't know why that just did that, but okay. That's what it's going to do. All that was going to tell you, though, was about the Maroon 5 song of the day, which we kind of already did. And it's coming up at 8:37. The song is Sugar by Maroon 5. The song you already know, by the way.
Yes,
you already know. When you hear it, we hear it in its entirety at 8:37. You call us and then you can win Maroon 5 tickets. Just that simple.
Yep.
Okay, so dude was going to marry a girl. Let's just call her Mia. They were together for 5 years. He finds out that she was like, no, I really love my ex. I'm only marrying, let's call him Ryan. I'm only marrying Ryan because he's the better choice. Meanwhile, Ryan had also agreed to donate a kidney to Mia's brother, Tom. And now he doesn't know if he wants to go through with it. This comes off the heels of yesterday, where she didn't know if she still wanted him. Our friend who shall remain nameless, doesn't know if she still wants to marry this other guy after she found out after they got engaged that he's got kids with somebody else.
And I guarantee you, this chick, the huge selling point for her was the fact that he was going to give up his kidney. I bet you part of that was.
Right? Ryan on the phone. Does Ryan with the kidney still have to give up the kidney?
I would say yes. Forget about Mia. He already committed, like you said. But on top of it, God forbid if Mia's brother passes away, he'll live with that for the rest of his life, knowing that he could have saved somebody and he has his death on his shoulders.
You know what else he's living with? He's living with a big giant scar down his side
mm-hmm.
that he'll always get to look at and go, oh, I don't have a kidney now because of Mia.
Yeah, but he also can say, yeah, you know what? I saved somebody's life.
Exactly. You have to detach the emotions from it and go, I'm doing Correct. This for someone to save someone's life, not
what,
my ex's brother.
Would he do it for somebody else? If he's willing to do it for Mia's brother, I'm sure he'd be willing to do it for somebody else.
No, he said he was just doing it for Mia's brother. He was only doing it for Mia's brother.
Knowing that you've saved somebody's life versus letting them pass away, I would do it.
I hear you. I think, is there a way, and here's the thought that I had. Can't you throw him back into the pond? You know what I mean? And maybe find somebody else, but if it comes down to it, sure.
Yeah, I'm your last choice. If nothing else comes about.
That's it. I'm not going to
let you. I mean, you're dying, so.
I'm not going to let you die. I'm not going to let you die. Tracy, what do you think?
I actually agree with you and little Jess. You know, just, you know, he made a commitment. He should go, you know, go through it. I mean, normally a lot of donors don't even know who they're donating their organs to. And so this could just be like another situation like that. He's saving a man's life. And, you know, now that you brought that point up, you know, yeah, go ahead and see if there's anybody else that could take, you know, donate a kidney. If not, then I will step up and do what I was, you know, promised to do.
I think just about anybody would do that. If somebody walked up to you and goes, look, don't ask me how I know, Spence. Don't ask me how I know. But I know you'd be a perfect match for this. Can I have a kidney? Otherwise, this guy's going to die. Well, let me get a look at the guy. Yeah, I can't let him die. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's my kidney, man.
You're not letting anybody die.
I'm not giving up my kidney. I'm not doing it. especially since she ripped out my heart. That's not a good organ.
You're going to take my heart and now my kidney too?
That's no. What, do you want my liver? Why don't I just die?
I'm telling you though, I'm not doing it as willingly as I was.
I'll admit to that. There is a little bit of sour part to this, but like I don't think it would be that hard for me. Like, let's say, for instance, my boyfriend's sister needed a kidney transplant, and then we ended up breaking up. Even under these circumstances, I think that I'd still give Kelly or Robin my kidney.
Yeah, but are you friends?
Yeah, but we're friends because of him.
Well, that part doesn't matter.
If Buddy and I break up, we will not talk probably, but I'd still be willing to give up my kidney because I know someone's out there that needs it.
I get that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I get that. I just don't know. I also get where, what's this guy's name? Ryan? Is that what we decided to name mm-hmm. it? Ryan? I get where he's at too. Where it's like, are you kidding? Now I found out that I'm,
Amy's brother, I mean, if he needed to
get friends.
Okay. Even if you and Amy, let's say, God forbid, you guys broke up for anything, would you still give him your kidney?
Yes.
I like that.
But I don't know that Ryan needs to. But I do. But I, yeah, because I'm, but I'm, that's me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I would be, yes. I don't know though. I'm just because I'm thinking back to my previous marriage. And I would. If I had said I would, I'd go through it. I wouldn't like it, but I'd go through with it. I would, honestly, I would, but I would say, are you sure there's nobody else?
Yeah.
Are you for real? Are you
That's
sure
a serious thing?
It's a serious thing. And you initially thought about it and said yes. So why? Because Mia, are you changing your mind? This is a serious thing.
Obviously, yeah. It's a serious thing. There's a lot of serious things that I go, I wish I wouldn't have done that.
No, and it's, by the way, it's a very serious thing to donate a kidney.
Yes, it is.
And somebody, God bless you for those that do. You can't have mine.
Somebody did say, too, that that usually you talk to a counselor when you decide to donate. They should go back and talk to that counselor.
That's probably smart.
Oh, possibly, yeah.
And maybe that counselor is the one that can find somebody. Right? find somebody else to donate. All right, so wait. Donate
that kidney,
donate, bro.
You better give it up.
You're donate. I'm like,
talk to that counselor, bro. Well, that's what you think.
Well, if there's nobody else, how much time? What day are we doing this on? I might be busy.
Come on. Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.